In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This first Friday, we celebrate the feast day of the finding of the Holy Cross of our Lord. All over the world today, children, from east to west, literally all of the world, which keeps the Catholic faith, celebrates the Holy Cross. It's First Friday, so we remember that the Sacred Heart of Jesus, you can see it perhaps in the wood-carved heart over St. Gertrude in the main altar, the Sacred Heart of Jesus has flames of love coming out, and over that shines the golden cross of Calvary. Why is that? Well, it was on the cross that our Lord proved the love he has in his heart for us. It was on the cross that our Lord's heart was opened up by the spear of the soldier, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus was seen. And that means that we could go into the Sacred Heart and receive all of the graces and all of the mercies that come out of the Sacred Heart for us. In the East today, they're having Good Friday. Today, curiously enough, over a month late, the Eastern Catholics follow a different calendar, which is actually inaccurate, but it's traditional, so the popes always allow them to keep their traditional calendar, and by their calendar, this Sunday is Easter, and so today is their Good Friday. But they're honoring the Holy Cross as we did. Do you remember how we came up on Good Friday during the Traore and we knelt at the communion rail and we kissed the feet of Jesus on the cross? So everyone today is honoring the Holy Cross of our Lord. And so that's a beautiful way for us to make reparation. Today we celebrate St. Helena finding the cross of our Lord. It's a glorious thing for us to find ourselves in church this first Friday on a beautiful spring morning, honoring once again, as we did on Good Friday and all during Lent, the Holy Cross of Christ. But now we see it as glorious and as our protection. That's the symbolism of the palm crosses. We bless palm on Palm Sunday to symbolize our Lord's triumphant entry into Jerusalem, his victory over death and sin. And now the palms get made into little crosses and we bury them on our property and we put them over the doors of our homes. And by this means, we bring the power and the protection of Christ's Holy Cross right home with us. And we remember the Holy Cross is not a sign of defeat. It's a sign of victory and of triumph. So this cross that we're honoring today, it's finding by St. Helena. Let's pray today, First Friday, to look for the cross and to find the cross. St. Helena was the mother of the first Christian emperor, Constantine. She was converted by her son after he won a battle. He was a pagan, remember, but he won a battle because he was praying and he saw a cross in the sky and the words, "In hoc signo vinces, in this sign shalt thou conquer." So he put the cross on a banner to lead his troops into battle and he was victorious. And then he was the one who stopped the persecution of the Christians in the Roman Empire. Well, he was very excited about his new faith, and he converted his own mother, who had been a pagan princess, to Christianity, and she was buried, and it was the Holy Ghost who inspired her to go all the way to the Holy Land in a long journey and to look for the cross of Christ. You see, it had been hidden and lost, buried someplace near Calvary, but no one seemed to know exactly where it was. And our Lord inspired her, because as the Empress, she would have lots of money and power to get things done. He inspired her to find his Holy Cross. So she goes to Jerusalem, and there's a problem. What's that? The Romans, you see, after the crucifixion and the birth of the infant church, the Jews revolted against the Romans, and the Romans, to punish them, destroyed all of Jerusalem, and it was leveled flat to the ground. So where the cross would be, because it had been buried near Calvary, remember, nobody knew anymore, except the Jews who lived there. They knew where it was. And the Jews passed on the knowledge from father to son as to where the cross of Christ was. For some reason, they had that knowledge. And they passed it on, sometimes on their deathbed, as a kind of a secret. The father, just before he died, would tell his son where the cross of Christ was. So when Helena got there, she started asking questions, and nobody would help her out. Did that ever happen to you? It's a little frustrating. Well, no one seemed to know or to want to help, especially not the Jews, because they weren't interested in having Christ's cross honored, not at all. Finally, she threatened the leaders of the Jews with punishment and being thrown into prison if they didn't tell her. Well, finally they admitted. There's one man, they said, his name is Judas, not the original Judas, but just happens to have the same name. This Jew named Judas, he knows, his father told him, and it was passed on in his family. So she summons Judas, and Judas, for his part, wouldn't tell. And so she had to put him in prison and not give him anything to eat for a week, until finally he weakened enough to tell the truth, that it was in a certain place under a pagan temple dedicated to Venus, the pagan goddess of love. Well, he takes them there. St. Helena has the pagan temple destroyed, and the workers start to dig, 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 dig. Eventually, they would find the cross 20 feet under the ground. As they get close to the cross, Judas, who's supervising the operation, because he's the one who knows where it is, smells a beautiful perfume, a fragrance of spices. Remember the spices the holy women brought to anoint Christ on Good Friday and on Easter morning? He smells the spices. And then, with the smell of the spices, he's converted. And he cries out, "In truth, O Lord, thou art the Savior of the world." And just a few minutes later, they uncover not the cross, but three crosses. And the title, INRI, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews, in the three sacred languages, Latin, Greek, and Hebrew, and the nails of Christ, and the lance that opened his side. All of them are in the same place, buried in the ground for hundreds of years now. Now the question is, well, which one is the true cross? She goes to see the bishop. He has an idea. He says, there's a woman who's dying. She's very ill. Let's take the crosses to her and see if our Lord would work a miracle. And sure enough, the first and second cross did nothing. Those belonged to the thieves. But the third cross, as soon as it touched her, she smiled. Her strength came back. She got out of bed. She started walking around the house with joy. She had been totally healed by the holy cross of Christ. And in the meantime, this Jew was converted, baptized. He took the Catholic name of Cyriacus, and he became the next bishop of Jerusalem. And he died as a martyr under Julian the Apostate because he refused to deny the cross of Christ. So today, children, on this third day of Blessed Mother's Month of May, let's continue with our practice that we started, shall we? Let's think of one virtue that we'll practice today, at least, all day today, and that will be like a flower that we'll put on Mary's altar for her month. What virtue could we give her? I'm thinking today of the virtue of perseverance. And if we walk in the garden near Calvary, where the Holy Sepulchre was, we can certainly pick one flower of perseverance. Who gives us that example? Well, obviously, our Lord does. He had to carry the cross all the way up the hill. It was heavy. The bad soldiers tripped him, kicked him, and did everything possible to stop him from making that trip all the way up the hill with the heavy cross on his shoulders. But they weren't successful. When our Lord fell, he got up again. And why? Why, that's the virtue of perseverance, isn't it? Our Blessed Lady, who accompanied our Lord, shows exactly that same virtue. And think of St. Helena. Her feast day is August the 18th. How hard that must have been on her. She was already an old, old lady to make so long a trip. And then when she gets to Jerusalem, no one will even talk to her. No one would help her. No one would answer her questions. But she doesn't give up perseverance. And even when she finds the three crosses, instead of being confused or angry, oh no, she has a plan, she knows what she will do, and she perseveres until she is successful. For you and for me, children, every day we must persevere. Sometimes we look for the cross, but usually the cross comes looking for us. It's our cross. It's perfect for us, really, and it has our name on it. Probably the most important cross that we have as Catholics today is the true Catholic faith. We must persevere in our true faith until we die. How many there are, children, how many there have been who come to this church for a while, but they don't persevere. They give up for one reason or another. But our Lord says, he who perseveres to the end shall be saved. You see what a beautiful flower that is? The flower of perseverance. Maybe the pansies that are outside in the garden could symbolize that. Remember how we blessed them at the beginning of the school year in September? Remember how they lived all throughout the winter and the cold weather? And now go out and look at them. They're in beautiful blossom and bloom. They survived. So too must we. We must persevere. How can we persevere? Well, the first thing to remember today, children, is the power of the sign of the cross that banishes demons. It drives temptations away. It brings strength to us, and it reminds us of all that our Lord suffered, how I must carry my cross after him. Therefore, we should make the sign of the cross frequently and devoutly. We should have the cross in our home, have the cross in our bedroom, have the cross in our pocket, at the end of our rosary. We should love to venerate the crucifix of Christ and to think holy thoughts and to kiss it when we come across our cross, so that when we have to carry our cross, we'd be able to. Last of all, children, there are two sins against this beautiful flower of perseverance and two signs that we do possess the virtue, that we've been able to pick the flower and to present it to Mary. What are the two sins? Laziness and pride. But if at the very least, even though we're all a little lazy, aren't we? But if at the very least we say to ourselves, it's no good you being like that. Now come on, you lazy bones, get out of bed. Come on, you fell, but get to confession. Say a prayer. If we don't like the way we've become, then we'll be able to get up again and to carry our cross. If we fall, children, in other words, let it be just through human weakness, but only for a minute, and then like our Lord, let's get up again, continue on our way. In the same way, we should never be too proud to ask God for help. As we say in one of our Holy Cross prayers, save me, O cross of Christ. Our Lord by his cross will save us. The other thing is humility, to think, I can't do it by myself, and I know that I can't. When I depend on me, that's when I fall flat on my face. When I say a prayer, when I stop and make the sign of the cross, remember you can make the little one with your forefinger and your thumb right there like that when you're tempted. Try that. Always have the cross with you. Then that way, the power of the Holy Cross will come to you, and you'll be able to persevere. The cross today was found. The cross today is honored throughout the whole world. The cross, children, we must carry it ourselves up our hill of Calvary. But the cross will give us victory if only we're humble enough to ask and to pray, especially each time we fall. God bless you in the name of the Father.